Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry.
And we're here to ensure your success. Welcome to 15 Minutes of Fun, where we ask the question, what are you doing within while you are doing without?
Hey, today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, your fierce choice for insurance.
And Jerry, our show today is titled, Define Your Success. Say hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Greetings and salutations.
And greetings to you, Jerry. Welcome, success friends, and thank you for joining us today to a little place I like to call Success Saturday, the perfect way to end your week and start your weekend. We provide a little bit of entertainment, a lot of bit of education, and 100% of inspiration. In fact, when I get done with this show, I can't wait for Monday to get here. So join us here each Saturday morning and rekindle your romance with success. And speaking of success, hello to Bob at the controls this morning.
Hi, Tom and Jerry. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Bob!
Hey!
You know, we love being on KLBB Radio every Saturday at 11:30. And, Bob, they find you on the radio, what, noon to 2, every Monday through Friday, right?
Exactly, Monday through Friday.
And remember, success friends, listen for our lemon drops every morning at 9:20 a.m. Their little drops, our lemon drops are little drops of inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long. But you know, success friends, our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want, as Sammy Davis Jr. says, to build a mountain from a little hill. Our show is born from the idea that to be successful, you only need a grand obsession and the tools to ensure that your grand obsession stays alive. Success friends, today I want to talk to you about a very special tool, define your success. And you know, Jerry, I think that defining your success is so important because without understanding what we want to achieve, we are kind of like Don Quixote, forever fighting windmills. And the struggle, as I see it, is twofold, short-term and long-term. Now think about it. Without a definition of success in our life, we may not enjoy the week. We may miss the sunshine. We may miss the rain and therefore miss the rainbow. We don't know, you know, without defining our success, we don't know if we've had a successful day or a successful week. We don't know if we should be satisfied. But you know what? Have a clear-cut definition of what success is to you, and you can celebrate every day. The same applies to our long-term success. I hear people say that they want to lose weight or maybe get in better shape, but what does that mean to you personally? And remember this, getting in better shape, or for that matter, any endeavor we set out to achieve is different for each and every one of us. I spoke before a couple weeks ago about this time, as in this time I'm going to do it. You add whatever the it is for you, and you know this, if you will define what it is, then my success friend, you have a chance of reaching that star. To me, define your success means I have my goals. I have my plan. I have my motivation. I know how today is going to tie into my long-term goal, and I am ready to go. I am ready to take action. But let me ask you this, success friends. Would you get on a ship that didn't know where it was going? Think of it. The captain doesn't plug anything into his GPS system, starts the ship up, and starts heading out for the ocean. His comment, let's go see the world. But what world? His reply, whatever may come our way. But hey, success friends, you and I both know that ship will never see the world. Hey, and if you ever browse the internet and look at the cruise ship's websites, they have itineraries. And the crazy thing is that these cruise ships, they know today what port they will be in 6 months from now. And they even know what time they will be there. Now, that is defining your success. And what makes even more sense is that they are not concerned that they are not at a certain location today because they know when they will be at that location. So, hey, why worry? So my question then, success friends, is do you define your success? Do you plug into GPSforSuccess.com and plan your success? If you are on a diet, do you feel good if you have lost 1 pound this week, or are you distraught because you have 25 more pounds to go before you reach your goal? Had you defined your success, you would be jumping for joy at the thought of losing 1 pound this week because you would know that in 6 months, you will be at the weight you want to be at. If you define your success, you'll be like that cruise ship, not worrying about the destination you aren't at, but enjoying and celebrating the destination you are at today. Hey, if you have defined your success, you will be where you want to be when you need to be there. And yes, success friends, the cleanliness of theory is no match for the mess of reality. I know the seas can get choppy on our course. I know that storms of adversity can howl at us. But I also know that if you define your success, you can stay on course through the challenging times and still reach your destination.
Hey, Tom, I hate to interrupt. Fabulous stuff. But you know what? It's time for us to take a quick break.
Thanks, Jerry. Hey, and when we come back, we will have some quotes and a fascinating story.
It came from you.
I'm Tom Fierce.
And I'm Jerry Atrix.
And we're inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Just call the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzer! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. Call the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, 651-738-0107.
Take the KLBB Challenge, 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet.
Hey, welcome back, success friends. You know, reminding you, we are tweeting live today. You find us at hashtag Fierce Choice for Twitter. And please go and like us at the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency on Facebook.
Tom, don't forget Lemon Drops for You on Instagram.
That's fabulous, Jerry. We'll make sure we do that. And success, friends, we want to continue talking about define your success. But, Jerry, right now it's time for our success quotes of the day. And our first quote today is, the greater danger for most of us lies not in setting our aim too high and falling short, but instead setting our aim too low and achieving our mark. And that came from Michelangelo. Our second quote is a Native American proverb. And it goes, many things will capture your eyes. Pursue only those that captures your heart. And success, friends, when you define your success, all you need to do is tie in the logical and the emotional. But how about you, Jerry? Have you got a success quote for us?
Yes. Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. And that came from Thomas Jefferson.
Jerry, so true, so true. But you know, Jerry, I have a story I want to share with my success friends about defining your success.
All right, go for it, Tom.
Thanks, Jerry. But a now famous author, Anthony Burgess, was 40 years old when he was told that he only had 1 year to live due to a brain tumor. He was depressed, he was broke, and now he had a clock ticking. He wanted to figure a way to leave his wife something after he died, so he decided he would become a writer. And he felt that if he could publish a book, a successful book, his wife could receive royalties after his death. Now, understand that he had never written a word before in his life, but having felt the passion for writing stir within him, he put paper into a typewriter and began. He defined his success thus: publish a successful book before he died. And I quote him, "It was January of 1960, he said, and according to the prognosis, I had a winter and spring and summer to live through and would die with the fall of the leaf." In the next 9 months, he not only achieved his first goal, but completed 5.5 novels, more than most authors write in a lifetime. And the amazing thing is, he did not die. His brain tumor disappeared, and he kept on writing. His most famous work was A Clockwork Orange. He wrote more than 70 books in his lifetime, but without a reason to define his success, he might not have written anything at all. As I read this story, I wondered if finding a meaning for living gave him what he needed to beat his cancer. But you know, that's for another show. The main point I want to make is that when he defined his success, he had a reason to live. You know, most of us hide our greatness inside, waiting for some external emergency to bring it out. Ask yourself, what would you have done if you had Anthony Burgess's original predicament? If I had just a year to live, how would I live differently? How would you define your success? And you know, success friends, one of the things I want to tell you real quickly is I want to give you three steps on how to define your success. All that you need to do. Number one, have a grand obsession. And if you aren't sure what I mean by a grand obsession, go to www.gps4success.com. Go to the podcast and listen to my show on grand obsession, or read our blog on the same subject. Write down what success will look like to you. What is your vision today? Remember, if you can write it down, it is achievable. And number three, list out what you are going to need to reach your success. If it's a diet, see what food you will need and recipes. If it's a fitness goal, what will you need to help you hit your mark? Money goal, what will you need to reach that goal? But whatever it is that you set out to achieve, what will you need to get there? You need to list it. And remember to add one last thing. How will I stay motivated on a daily basis? We got to plan how to stay motivated. But success, friends, you know, I appreciate so much getting to be a chance to have being a part of your day. You know, I have a grand obsession to bring Lemon Drops to over 100,000 people a day. And I ask everybody, please go to www.gps4success and sign up for our buy the little Lemon Drop icon, and you'll receive a Lemon Drop every morning. And the good news is there's no advertisement with it, just a little bit of inspiration. Every morning, Monday through Friday, you can listen to KLBB, and at 9:20, you get to hear your daily Lemon Drop. And remember, please join us here every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for Ensure Your Success. Success friends, we want you to get inspired every day, and we want you to be enthusiastic. And until next Saturday, this is Tom Fierst and Geriatrics saying goodbye, Success Saturday. Hello, success. Jerry, any last thoughts?
Yeah, I want to remind them to call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency at 651-738-0107 and take the KLBB Challenge. You can go to the website, fiercechoice.com. And remember, don't text and drive. Bye!
Bye, success friends!
Son, to take my place, I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. With a fine young son to take my place, I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. bill.